We're hearing that there were two deaths. The report is unconfirmed at present, and we're hearing that a lot of houses have collapsed in Wewak Town, which is the capital of Isipik Province, where the earthquake occurred. The power supply was interrupted at the time of the earthquake. Water pipes were broken. We're hearing that one bridge was damaged. And other information includes a tsunami being generated at the time of the earthquake.
You mentioned the tsunami, of course. That reminds us of 1998, when a similar huge wave in a similar area, in fact, caused enormous damage, didn't it?
That's correct. This is very close to where the damage was in the 1998 event. The tsunami in this case is a rather small tsunami. It's about 1 to 2 meter amplitude, which is much smaller than the 15 meter amplitude tsunami in 1998.
Now, at this stage, you said you're just getting reports of that tsunami, but no indication at this stage of where that's hit or what impact that's had?
Well, the tsunami occurred soon after the earthquake, and it was recorded at about 1 to 2 meter amplitude in Wewak Town itself, and at a location about 350 kilometers to the east of the epicenter, the tsunami had an amplitude of about 1 meter.
Chris, how difficult is it for authorities to respond? Is this a particularly difficult area to get to and to get the right sort of assistance in?
Well, it's difficult to get to many parts of Papua New Guinea, but Wewak is the major town. It's the capital of Isipik Province, so it has reasonable infrastructure, and we should have people on the ground there by early afternoon today.
Chris, thank you for bringing us up to date on that. That's Chris McKee there from the Papua New Guinea Geological Survey, just letting us know that two people are feared dead after an earthquake and a tsunami in Papua New Guinea. We'll bring you more details as they come to hand throughout the day.